Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we present a special address by Dr. Israel Weinstein, Commissioner of Health for the City of New York. Dr. Weinstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, the subject of smallpox and vaccination is still the one uppermost in the minds of a great many people. We have now reached the most difficult part of the program. Those people who are intelligent and who won't take a chance and who realize the importance of vaccination, they, for the most part, have gone to their physicians and to the clinics and have been protected. Now we come to those who are more reluctant, who are slower, some who don't realize the necessity of vaccination, and some who are just putting it off indefinitely. Now, we have vaccinated in this city considerably more than half the people, but that isn't enough. You'll recall that under the leadership of the mayor, the resources of the administration were put into play. The Department of Hospitals, the Department of Health, the Department, the Police Department, and the Fire Department all stood ready to cooperate. We didn't need the Fire Department because we had enough stations. It was not so long ago that there were long lines of people waiting to be vaccinated. Now these lines have thinned down, but we haven't finished the job. There have been others that have cooperated. 15,000 physicians in this city stood solidly in back of the administration. There were volunteers, especially from the Red Cross and the AWVS, who came in. The press and the radio station. We're very grateful to this station for giving the time to permit these messages to be broadcast to you. A grave emergency threatened, and we were all alerted to it. Now that emergency isn't over, and won't be over, until everyone in this city has been protected. I don't want to bother you with figures, but I could go on for an hour or more, telling you what has happened in times past. Last year in Seattle, one person with smallpox came in, and there were 60 cases and 20 deaths. In 1921 in Kansas City, the same thing occurred, and there were 1,090 cases and 222 deaths. In 1922 in Denver, there were 805 cases and 247 deaths. Now these are cities, not as large as New York, but the people living there are just as intelligent, just as alert. But before the outbreak subsided, there were a great many cases and several hundred deaths. Now we have been very fortunate in New York. There have only been 12 cases, 8 of them in the city and 4 of them upstate. And only 2 deaths thus far, although 2 more are critically ill. Now the promptness with which vaccination was started undoubtedly accounts in part for this record. But the end of the story hasn't been written. Up to this evening, 4,380,000 people residing in New York City have been vaccinated, and that number is exclusive of school children. At no time has any such number been vaccinated in such short period and at such short notice. Now, we're not going to keep these health clinics and hospital clinics and the auxiliary police stations, which have been turned into clinics, opened indefinitely. They're very costly. Please remember that vaccine can't be kept indefinitely. And the city purchased a great quantity to be used. And the sooner it is used, the better. We can't keep asking doctors to give up their time to staff these clinics. They have responded splendidly. We've changed the hours. They're no longer open continuously from 9 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Through Saturday, they will be open in 3 sessions. From 9 to 12, and then in the afternoon from 1 to 4, and in the evening from 6 to 9. They will not be open on Sunday. We expect by that time that all those who are going to be vaccinated will have been protected. Smallpox has been the greatest plague in the history of the world. There have been others which have had more spectacular appearances, but for short periods of time. There have been outbursts of bubonic plague, that's true, in the 12th and 13th centuries. There have been outbreaks of leprosy, of typhus fever, but there has been no disease that has been so continuously epidemic as smallpox. 2 centuries ago, a century and a half ago, a smooth skin was as unusual as a pockmarked skin is today. Now we've